This is Elizabeth Babalola, Nurse Practitioner, dictating on date of service of 11/3/2023. Patient's last name is Moore, first name is John, date of birth is 8/16/1957. Patient is a 66-year-old male who presents for follow-up regarding his lab results. Patient has history of diabetes and hypertension. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. He denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 175.6 pounds, O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure 146/71, pulse is 92, respiration 18, temperature 97.6. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, poorly gray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no cackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented, and 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient had a review of his lab result with emphasis on his persistently elevated hemoglobin A1C. Plan to add a prescription of glyburide 5 milligrams daily. Explained to patient with proper comprehension. Patient also had ultrasound of multiple organs, which were basically within normal limits. Diagnosis, hypertension, uncontrolled diabetes, type 2 diabetes, DVT, and CAD, coronary artery disease. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 months or as needed. Next patient, last name is Smith, first name is Nancy, date of birth is 3/5/1951, date of service is 11/3/2023. Patient is a 72-year-old female who presents for follow-up and prescription refill. She denies any acute symptoms. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any palpitations, no chest pain. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any joint pain or no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies. Patient is allergic to iodine, penicillin, and codeine. Weight is 167.2 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 129/74, pulse is 60, respiration 18, temperature 97.2. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, poorly gray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented, times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, hypertension, prescription refill, hormonal imbalance. Patient was given prescription for progesterone, 100 milligrams, 1 PO daily, quantity 90. Estrus, 1 milligram, 1 PO daily, quantity 90. Patient also had general lab increase, including progesterone level, with pending results. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 months or as needed. Next patient, last name is White, first name is Ralph. Date of birth is 12/8/1952. Date of service 11/3/2023. Patient is a 70-year-old male who presents with complaint of right flank pain. Also would like, that's been ongoing for more than a month. He would like to have some diagnostic testing to check his kidneys and to evaluate the right flank pain. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or aberration. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Except for the right flank pain. Patient denies any urinary discomfort, no burning reported or frequency. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient is allergic to Crestor. Crestor. Weight is 208 pounds, O2 saturation 96%, pulse is 81, blood pressure is 129 over 75, respiration 18, temperature 98.2. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel stands 4, active, the patient has a right CVA tenderness, no palpable masses noted. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patients had a urinalysis with negative result. He had abdominal ultrasound which was positive for right kidney cyst, measuring 1.61 centimeters. Patient was given prescription for ibuprofen 800 milligrams, 1 POTID, PRN. Patient to follow up with his kidney specialist as scheduled. Diagnosis, right flank pain, right kidney cyst per ultrasound. Follow-up as needed. Next patient, last name is Flanagan. First name is Donna. Date of birth is 8/23/1999. Date of service is 11/3/2023. Patient is a 24-year-old female who presents with complaint of chills, body aches, intermittent fever, palpitations for 1 day. She also complained of slight sore throat. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient complained of some nasal congestion, denies any ear pain or ear discharge, no loss of hearing, complaint of sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies no chest pain, complaint of palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any cough or shortness of breath. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient complain of multiple aching, body aches, denies any joint swelling or joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient is allergic to Bactrim, weight is 145.4 pounds, O2 saturation 100%, blood pressure 111 over 76, pulse is 138, when rechecked it was 122, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, physical exam HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, poorly green, nasal mucosa, slightly erythematous and moist, oral mucosa, pink and moist, with the exception of slight pharyngeal erythema, no pustular lesions noted, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible with regular rate and rhythm, patient is tachycardic, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was given prescription for amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 PO BID times 10 days, quantity 20. Ibuprofen 800 milligrams, 1 PO TID PRN, quantity 30. Fluticasone propionate nasal, 50 micrograms, 2 sprays in each nostril, daily quantity 1 unit. Patient tested positive for strep screen. Follow-up visit scheduled for 4 days. Diagnosis, strep pharyngitis, myalgia, acute sinusitis, headache, allergic rhinitis. Thank you.